The great theme that prevails, I would say, throughout the ballet, Swan Lake, music of Tchaikovsky, with the Montreal Symphony in that recording. My guest this afternoon is Mark Whale, who is a concertmaster of the Etobicoke Philharmonic. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Lovely to be here.
Isn't it great to have you with us? Now, you have got a concert. Etobicoke Philharmonic has a concert, and it's this Friday at Martin Grove Collegiate. What can we expect?
We can expect some amazing romantic classics. It's a bit of a, I guess, paradox to say classics and romantic in the same. But we're playing Brahms' Fourth Symphony. So, the you know, Brahms wrote four great symphonies and possibly the greatest of the romantic repertoire. And we're playing the fourth of those in the key of E minor. And we're pairing that with Elgar's Cello Concerto, also in the key of E minor. It's interesting. So when I actually had a part in programming this concert, and somebody said, oh, you can't put two works of E minor in the same program. So I Googled these two works in a concert program and found out that the BBC Welsh Orchestra did it 2 years ago. So I thought, well, you know, what the BBC Welsh can do,
you can do.
Etobicoke Philharmonic can do as well. Yeah. So it's also interesting that both of these works are the sort of last great works in each composer's repertoire. So the Cello Concerto was the last great work.
They are valedictory works of these, of both of them.
And I, you know, it's interesting. I think for people who are not British, Elgar is an acquired taste. There's something, to me anyway, very English about his music. And but I think that the Cello Concerto somehow is has been most successful, maybe with the Enigma Variations, in bridging that kind of international taste divide. You know, I guess it was made particularly famous by Jacqueline Dupre.
Indeed, yes. We have that recording actually in the system here, and that is a benchmark recording to be sure. There's something distinct about his melodies too. I mean, there's no mistaking Elgar's melody for somebody else.
No, that's right. He loves these swooping intervals, doesn't he?
Yeah, big leaps.
A favorite bit of mine is in the final movement, and he just has this run of ascending minor sevenths. So he's going da ya da dee da dee da, and then the orchestra imitates that, and the cello does it again. And sometimes Elgar, in other works, just goes over the top. He does one too many, but in this, the string of minor seventh leaps just
it works. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. It makes perfect sense. Yeah. What's the biggest challenge for you in this concert?
I would say probably not the Cello Concerto. I mean, there's challenges for different players in all, but I think probably as an orchestra, the Brahms is the biggest challenge, and possibly the last movement of the Brahms. Mm-hmm. I think you know, the last movement is wonderful. It's quite unusual for a last movement. It's in three time rather than four time, and it's a series of variations. Mm-hmm. And I think kind of actually managing to play this in a measured way without kind of like rushing, without spilling over the top, without spilling the beans, if you like, holding that tension, that's what's difficult. I mean, there are, you know, there are technical difficulties like in playing.
Oh, certainly. Yes.
But I think for the conductor, I think he's been really trying to encourage us. So we've been auditioning new conductors. This is our fifth and final audition, a guy called Martin McDonald, great conductor. And he's been really trying to get us to play in time and yet hold back slightly so that we create this tension, say, between the melody and the bass and so on. So there's a real sense of, balance is not the right word. Tension's better, but I can't think of anything. Better word at the moment.
Well, it's Brahms at his best. It's finished Brahms, isn't it? It really is. It's at the peak of his powers.
Yeah, and I think one of my favorite bits is the cello tune in the second movement. There's this gorgeous tune. It goes ya da dee dee da da dee da dee dum, and it has it's wonderfully elongated and stretched out like great romantic tunes are. But over the top is this violin counterpoint, And it's the counterpoint is almost as beautiful as the tune itself. Mm-hmm. And the two, just the way they interact, it's...
Well, plainly, there's a master at work when it comes to combining those two melodies.
Yes, exactly.
Plainly. Yeah. Now, your wind section has to be happy to be facing Tombeau de Couperin and Maurice Ravel.
Yeah, I think the oboist is particularly happy. Yeah. No, I was trying to think, what do you think it is about... You just hear the beginning of that work, and it's French. And I was trying to work out, I mean, it sounds French.
The filigree in the very opening passage for the double winds is just, it's just extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's great. And it has a to me anyway, and you should be answering this, not me, but it has a kind of longing to it in certain movements. That minuet to me has such a deep sorrow somewhere at the bottom of it. And yet here it is, courtly and elegant.
Yeah, and I guess that's appropriate given that it's in memory of Couperin. And obviously, like referring to Couperin's kind of Baroque tradition with these dancers. But yeah, no, I think that's what's wonderful about it is, again, he captures this, the dance-like spirit, the light spirit, but at the same time has this gravitas to it.
The website to visit is EP Orchestra, that way. Let me get it right for you once. Just once would be good, wouldn't it? EPOrchestra.ca. So Etobicoke Philharmonic, EPOrchestra.ca. You can probably get tickets at the website.
Absolutely.
I dare say you can get them at the door as well.
Yeah, at the door.
And the concert is this Friday at 8 p.m. at Martin Grove Collegiate. Once again, the website is EPOrchestra.ca. Mark Whale, thank you so much for joining us. I wish you a beautiful performance.
Not at all. It was a pleasure. Thank you.